This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This week we'll be looking at the upcoming state fair, as well as firearm deer permits and what you'll need to hunt pheasants on our controlled hunting areas. We'll also be looking at the great fishing at our Big Corvenir Engineer Reservoirs. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. With hunting opportunities becoming increasingly difficult to find each year, more pheasant hunters are choosing to utilize the controlled pheasant hunting program offered by the Department of Natural Resources. Those utilizing the program realize the hunting on select dates and on weekends requires participants to reserve hunting opportunities well in advance. The beginning of the reservation system is now underway, and the IDNR will again offer the controlled hunting program at 18 sites this fall. Hunters should apply now to reserve the choice dates for the season. Information about the permit reservation system is now available online. As in the past, 16 of the sites are operated by the IDNR, while two other sites function under a special private-public partnership arrangement between the IDNR and the concessionaire, T. Miller Incorporated. The controlled pheasant program provides an upland hunting experience for thousands of hunters each year and is a great opportunity for young hunters to have success. The IDNR frequently hears how much of the program is appreciated and that they say that they're pleased to be able to provide it. Now is the time, they say, to check the website and make plans for the upcoming season. The online permit reservation system for 15 IDNR-operated sites is now open, and permit information, season dates, and information is now available. Hunters need to review the application instructions and season information accessible online prior to submitting an application. The daily permit fee for 16 IDNR-operated controlled pheasant sites is now $30 for resident hunters and remains at $35 for non-resident hunters. The daily permit fee applies to each hunter. Hunters are required to pay for the reserved over secure internet system using American Express, Discover, MasterCard, or Visa credit card system. Six of the IDNR sites offer a special hunting opportunity for young hunters. The Illinois Youth Pheasant Hunt is available for young hunters in between the ages of 10 and 15, and local sites offering the special youth hunting program includes Pierre Marquette State Park in Jersey County, San Cris Lake State Park in Christian and Sangamon County, and the World Shooting and Recreational Complex in Randolph County. Nine more sites provide lengthy seasons for all hunters, and these include all of the others. The Green River site, except for the Green River site in Lee County, which offers only 15 days of controlled pheasant hunting during that season, which extends from early November just before Christmas. At Des Plaines, Moraine View, and Eldon Hazlett, hunting opportunities are available for hunters with disabilities, where special vehicles are provided to assist with the hunt. Two additional one-week drawing periods remain in the reservation system, and hunters need to review the application instructions and season information on the controlled pheasant hunting website prior to submitting an application. So there you go. There's an opportunity to go pheasant hunting and enjoy your hunt while you're at it. And we're going to take a look at Conservation World at the Illinois State Fair. The 2019 Illinois State Fair in Springfield promises plenty of fun and excitement. The fair visitors should plan to make a Conservation World a destination while at the fair anywhere from August 9th through the 18th. Conservation World is a 30-acre park on the state fairgrounds filled with family activities and entertainment, including fishing instruction, archery ranges, expert information on habitat enhancement, state parks, wildlife, fish, forestry, and popular Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show. Conservation World is open from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. daily. Also, if you're a firearm deer hunter, permit applications will be accepted through August 16th for the third lottery drawing for the 2019 Illinois Firearm and Muzzleloader Only Deer Permits. For details, check the IDNR website. And online applications are being accepted for the Illinois Free Dove Hunting Permits. Hunters may apply first-come, first-served basis through August 25th for any of the permits that remain. For information on dove hunting areas and the free dove permits, check the IDNR website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Also, a few reservations are still available for the annual Becoming an Outdoors Woman workshop at the Touch of Nature Environmental Center in Giant City State Park. And that's September 27th through the 29th. The workshop fee is $240, which includes meals, lodging, class instruction, use of class equipment, transportation, and during the workshop and lots of other fun. Participants must be 18 years of age, and you can log on to the IDNR website to learn more about this at www.dnr.illinois.gov. Okay, let's take a look at fishing at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. At Wren Lake right now, fishing is pretty good. Bass is fair on minnows, spinnerbaits, worms, and bass, black and blue jigs, soft plastics. Reports of fish are coming in from the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and South Markham Cove. And the crappie are fair. Small, medium minnows on, under a cork on the bush, around the bushes. Quarter-ounce pink and white tube jigs all producing fish. Fishing is tough, but some nice fish are being caught. Crappie are suspended in the brush anywhere from 8 to 12 foot deep. And the bluegill, fair on small jigs, mealworms, waxworms, crickets. Try from the sailboat harbor and the Mine 21 road. Also, channel catfish, good. Probably the best catch right now. Shrimp, leeches, cut shad, dip bait, night crawlers, all types of baits working here. Try garlic, shrimp moving in the moving water. Drift fish near the main channel on the main lake. And the white bass are good also. Rooster tails and spoons working well for these fish. Inline spinners, jigs, curly tail grubs. Reports of fish are coming anywhere from the shad are moving. So as you can see, the pool elevation there is about 406.17. Average pool for this state is 406.67. So it's a little bit low, actually. And that's the way things go there. At Lake Shelbyville, the crappie have slowed here. Not a whole lot to report from the crappie, but white bass are picking up the action, and the anglers are having good numbers of white bass, are catching good numbers of white bass on all types of live and commercial live baits, white bass baits. The bass are kind of hit and miss. Mornings and evenings have been the best, so as you can see, there's not a whole lot to report from Lake Shelbyville. At Carlisle Lake right now, it's 447 and falling. It's in the mid-80s. White bass are being taken on everything right now. In fact, the white bass and channel cat is about as good as anything can be. Catfish are the best all and being caught all ways. They're being caught under jugs, under trot lines, under pulling line. Crappie are a bit slow right now, but the bass are almost fair. On spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and soft plastics. So as you can see, some fair fishing to report at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. Until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.